You see, most gamblers, when they go to gamble, they go to win. When we go to gamble, we go to lose. Even when we win, it's just a matter of time before we give it all back.
This is the Bet Slippin' Podcast, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.
I bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I mean, it's the gambling business. Occasionally get punched in the face.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
Hey, friends, welcome back to the Bet Slippin' Podcast, daily NBA show. I'm your host, Jeff Clark, sports betting analyst at sportsbookwire.usatoday.com. We're recording Monday, November 29th, and there's a 9-game slate in the association tonight. Be sure to check out the betting breakdowns of all 9 games and betting breakdowns for all major sporting events before you make a wager at sportsbookwire.usatoday.com. Also, shout out to our sponsor, Tipico Sportsbook. Tipico Sportsbook is a global sports betting leader that's now live in New Jersey and Colorado. You can make your favorite sports more interesting with Tipico's fast and easy mobile sportsbook app. For a limited time, new users from this podcast will enjoy a special welcome bonus. Terms and conditions apply. You must be 21 or older, so please see the website for details. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER for New Jersey and 1-800-522-4700 for Colorado. You can get your special welcome bonus today at usatodaybet.com/podcast. That's usatodaybet.com/podcast. All right, friends, let's talk some hoops. So I have 3 best bets on the NBA Monday slate. I'm going to take the Nuggets +7.5 currently on Tipico, visiting the Miami Heat. I would play that down to Nuggets +6. I'd also sprinkle on the money line. I'll give you my reasons for that in a second. My second best bet that I like is the Minnesota Timberwolves -2.5 at home hosting the Indiana Pacers. And I also am going to take the Jazz -7.5 at home when they host the Portland Trailblazers. Real quick, let's run through the slate. First game tipping off tonight is the Philadelphia 76ers hosting the Magic. Philly's 10-10, Magic's 4-17. The odds show the wide gap in between these teams. The 76ers are laying 13.5. The total is 204.5. I would play the Sixers if I were to go any which way on this, but I'm not going to play it. It's just too big of a number. Philly is really good at home. Usually they just got Joel Embiid and Tobias Harris back in the lineup. They're mostly healthy, whereas Orlando is just decimated with injuries. So unless this is like a look-ahead spot or Philly doesn't, you know, really take Orlando serious and Orlando gets hot from three, I don't really give Orlando much of a chance of covering this number, but it's a little too much, too rich for my blood, so I'm going to pass. My first best bet is the 7:30 Eastern Standard game between the Nuggets, who are 9-10, visiting the Miami Heat, who are 13-7. Tipico has this lined at 7.5 with heavy juice on the Nuggets, so it's coming down. The total's 208.5. Now, I'm on the Nuggets here. I'm going to take my +7.5. I would get it all the way down to +6. This is as of now. I'm recording 9:45 Pacific Standard Time. Right now, Nikola Jokic is questionable for Denver. Jimmy Butler and Tyler Hero are questionable for Miami. So we're obviously gambling on good injury luck. And if we get good injury luck by taking the Nuggets, we can get some crazy CLV. And by good injury luck, I mean Nikola Jokic playing and maybe Jimmy Butler and or Tyler Hero missing Monday's game. But Jokic has missed 4 straight games. He was close to returning this past weekend. He showed up and shoot around and worked out his strained wrist, but couldn't give it a go. So I'm going to take a little bit of a gamble that he's in tonight. If he misses, then obviously we're not going to get the best of that number. We're going to be in a lot of trouble. We're going to need some hot shooting from the Nuggets probably to cover this number. But Denver's starting 5, which could play. Again, this, if Jokic is in the lineup, would be Marcus Morris, Will Barton, Aaron Gordon, Jeff Green, and Jokic. They're number 1 in efficiency differential in the entire league, according to CleaningTheGlass.com. They're +31.8 points per 100 possessions. And this was the same starting lineup that was in the first Nuggets Heat meeting this season, November 8th. The Nuggets blasted the Heat 113-96 as 2-point home underdogs. They won three of the four quarters despite only shooting 29% from three. Denver had much better ball security and ball movement. They had 28 assists to 9 turnovers, whereas Miami had 22 assists to 13 turnovers. Also, Denver was plus 12 in rebounding in that game. I like Aaron Gordon's isolation defense, post defense versus Jimmy Butler. I really like Bam Adebayo, generally speaking, but against Nikola Jokic, who was playing better than his MVP form before he got injured this year, I think he's just going to wear out Bam Adebayo. And I feel like the way Miami has to defend Jokic in Denver is going to help Denver find some, or help Jokic find some open three-point shooters as he collapses the defense, because they're a little small up front. And granted, Bam Adebayo is long, athletic, but he really can't do much with Jokic and Denver's front court size because of Jokic. Hence the 12 rebound, plus 12 rebounding margin for Denver in their first meeting. So again, it's a bit of a gamble. We don't know what we're getting with the injury reports right now, but let's take the Nuggets plus 7.5 down to plus 6. And I'm going to sprinkle a little bit on the money line. You play it as you will with that stuff. But moving along here, the Thunder visit the Houston Rockets, 6-13 Thunder, Rockets 3-16. The total, or the line is Rockets minus 2.5, total is 216.5. I have no play on this game. It's hard to talk yourself in either one of these teams. If anything, I would play the Thunder, just because if two bad teams are playing, I'll just take the one getting points. And I actually do like SGA and Lou Dort as assets and players, more so than I like really anyone on the Rockets. Maybe sans Christian Hood in their front court, but I don't have a play on this one either way. The next game here that I actually wrote for sportsbookwire.com this morning was Charlotte Hornets versus the Chicago Bulls. This should be a fun game. It's the battle of the Bulls, right? 13-9 Hornets visit the 13-8 Bulls, who are favored 5.5 points. Totals 224.5. LaMelo Ball versus Lonzo Ball is going to be a fun matchup to watch for years to come. I lean Chicago in the spot, laying 5.5, just because they're really good on the road or at home. And Charlotte, I feel like, has a narrative surrounding them where they're really feisty, a road underdog, but the ATS trends really don't match that. They're 14-24 against the spread as a road underdog since the beginning of last season. I do somewhat lean to the over, even though that's pretty square. There's been sharp line movement towards the over. I lean towards the over, excuse me. There's been sharp line movement towards the under. And I just think it's going to be a fun back-and-forth game. Both LaMelo and Lonzo are perfect point guards for their teams. LaMelo likes to push the pace, get into odd man fast breaks, and find open shooters for transition threes, whereas Lonzo Ball is more of like a new age floor general that gets the ball into his wings hands, Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan, in advantageous spots for those guys. But no official play on that one. The next game that I do have a play on is the Indiana Pacers visiting the Minnesota Timberwolves at 8:00 Eastern Standard Time. Minnesota's 10-10. Pacers are 9-13. Timberwolves are laying 2.5. I'll take the minus, or I'll lay the minus 2.5 with the Timberwolves. Total's 216.5. Karl Anthony Towns actually owns Miles Turner. He averages 29 points per game on 50% shooting with 12 rebounds per game. Turner gives him back roughly 11 points per game on 45% shooting with 4 rebounds per game. I also really like how Cat matches up with Turner, just in the sense that Cat can space the floor and pull Miles Turner, who's an elite rim protector and shot blocker, out of the paint and open driving lanes for Anthony Edwards and D'Angelo Russell. Also, Minnesota's been trending up the last 2 weeks. They're 6-2 straight up with the 5th best efficiency differential and the top ATS margin according to cleaningtheglass.com, whereas Indy's 3-5 straight up, 9th best efficiency differential, obviously not bad, and 14th in ATS margin, but Minnesota is playing better lately. Also, we have a little fade the market angle here. There's more money and action on the road underdog, I'm assuming because the Pacers have been in the playoffs more recently than the Timberwolves, and Rick Carlisle is a good coach that I feel like most casual bettors are more familiar with than the Timberwolves coach, who I believe his name is Chris Fitch. I'm obviously still not very familiar with him. Finally, Minnesota gets easy buckets, and Indiana doesn't they allow easy buckets. The Timberwolves are first in points off of turnovers per game, second in first and second chance points per game. Also, they're eighth in fast break points per game, whereas the Pacers are 20th in opponents points off of turnovers per game, 23rd and second chance points allowed per game, and 18th in fast break points allowed per game. So I'm taking the Timberwolves minus 2.5. Next game on the slate, which I'm going to write here for Sportsbook Wire in a second, is Dallas laying 6.5 when they host the Cleveland Cavaliers. Dallas is 10-8. Cleveland's 10-10. The tip-off is 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. Total's 210.5. I got to dive a little more into this handicap right now, but I do lean to the Cavaliers because they've been a pretty good team in covering the spread this season, and they are kind of a surprising 500 team through 20 games. I also like the Ricky Rubio and Kevin Love coming off the bench, so I think they're a little deeper than Dallas, and Dallas could be without Jalen Brunson, who was playing like a sixth man of the year candidate when he was in the lineup. Granted, he is questionable right now, so maybe he does play. But again, if you're giving me the points with Cleveland, that's the side that I lean. No official play, so I'll just move on. Wizards visit the Spurs. The Wizards are 13-3. Spurs are 5-13. Tip-off is 8:30. Spurs are getting 3.5 at home. 215 is the total. No official play here. I would lean to the Spurs because I don't like the Wizards enough to be laying points on the road, especially with a team that should be well coached like San Antonio and should be playing better as the season progresses. Also, I do think that the Wizards are a bit of fool's gold and are going to regress here in the near future. But again, I don't have anything sticky to apply to this handicap, so I'm just going to pass on this one. The final game that I have action on here is the Utah Jazz, who are 13-7, hosting the 10-10 Portland Trailblazers. The spread right now is Jazz laying 7.5, totals 223.5. I'm on Utah here just because they can get whatever they want offensively. The Jazz attempt the most three-pointers in the league, while the Blazers have the second-worst three-point defense. Jazz are the most efficient team in running pick-and-roll action through the ball handler, and Blazers are bottom five versus pick-and-roll action through the ball handler. Also, Portland, or the Blazers, are just awful away from Portland. On the road this year, they're 1-9 straight up, 25th in efficiency differential at minus 10.9 points per 100 possessions, and last in ATS margin and minus 10.7 spread differential. This is according to cleaningtheglass.com. This is the final three of my best bets. I'm taking the Jazz minus 7.5. Also, there's a bit of a split market on this one as a recording, or at the time of us recording, which is, again, roughly 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. I would say that people are just kind of getting sticker shock or blown away by the line because Portland is a good team that's been in the playoffs, obviously, year in, year out. You see the Jazz minus 7. Like, whoa, Dame Lillard, CJ McCollum, they can keep this game close. They can get hot shooting, possibly backdoor cover. I just think the Jazz are going to roll them tonight. You know, their pick and roll action is too lethal. Portland has no answer for it. And Portland's going to allow Utah to chuck up threes, and Utah's probably going to sink them. So I'm going to take the Jazz minus 7. The final game here on the Monday's 9-game NBA slate is the Clippers hosting the New Orleans Pelicans at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. Clippers are 11-9, just lost to the Warriors on Sunday. I think by 15. Pelicans are 5-17. The spread is Clippers laying 6.5. Totals 212.5. I got nothing in this game. Not even going to really give you much of an analysis. I would just, if anything, say that the Clippers or the Pelicans are perhaps a better bet just because I feel like this line is short and it's a bit of a trap game. Also, there could be a bit of a letdown spot for the Clippers after they just got bludgeoned by the Warriors yesterday. So if anything, I lean to the Pelicans, but no official play. Pelicans are pretty rough and not a team that I like to back for obvious reasons. But that's your Bet Slippin' Podcast, Daily NBA Podcast. Again, it's Monday, November 29th. It's your host, Jeff Clark, and my best bets for this podcast, just to kind of sum it up, were the Nuggets plus 7.5, visiting the Miami Heat, the Timberwolves minus 2.5, hosting the Indiana Pacers, and the Jazz minus 7 when they host the Portland Trail Blazers. Those are your picks. Best of luck, whether you fade or follow me. Show us some love on social media. And you can follow, rate, subscribe, review, do all that stuff on Apple Podcasts. And we're also available on all podcast platforms. Be sure to check out our sponsor, Tipico Sportsbook, if you live in New Jersey and Colorado. And until tomorrow, peace out. Good luck.
This is the Bet Slippin' Podcast, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.
I bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I mean, it's the gambling business. Occasionally get punched in the face.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.